could do two mishnas. The other Gemara says, Ushneim, if this machlokes we have between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachomim, Tanakamo, they both argue, Shneim lelim du elim yisertiv, learn out their locho, that sofik tumo, whether it's Tomei machmas vade, machmas sofik, they learn it out from Saita. That Rabban and Father Rabban hold like this, ki Saita. Tumma has the same halacha like Saita. And Rashi explains, because the Pasuk says, Vini Tumo, it says by Saita, she became Tomei. So Amaka Shukas Tumma Tukas Saita. So like this, ki Saita. Ma Saita Sofiki, Barsa Sofik, the man warned his wife, stay away from this man, and then the Eidim that they had to deal with, they were alone together. So we say, she's Vade Tomei, that she's also to her husband. So even though we only have a doubt, but we say, until she drinks the Mayim Hamorim, that she's Vade Yosa to her husband. So Ma Saita Sofik, he's a Sofik, whether she had this nus or not. The Yasul, the Kavadah, the Torah says she's Vada Yosef to you. So Achinam here also, any Tumma we have, Sofik, even though it's only a doubt, whether when the person went to the Mikvah, was the Mikvah missing then, or was the Mikvah Sholim, it's a doubt. Still, the Yasul Kavadah, the Torah says any Sofik about Tumma remains like a Vada Tumma. So therefore, it's as if this person did not, Vada did not go to the Mikvah. That's what all the tyrants did, is Vade Tomei. That's the Rabbanim Svar. So what's the question? If you learn it out from Saita, Imi Saita, Eina, what am I saying? He said it should be just like Saita. Ma Saita b'shus Rabbim Tor, b'shus Saita is only if he had Stira, she's found alone with a man. Alone means in a private place, not in b'shus Rabbim. In b'shus Rabbim, there's no Stira. So b'shus Rabbim, she's Tor. So Hachinam Yerosa, if the Mikvah was in b'shus Rabbim, you have a suffix whether he went, whether it's a good Stira or not, B'shus Rabbim should be Torah. What did the Chum say before that Bein B'shus Rabbim, Bein B'shus Yochim, it's Tameyos, why is it Tamei Vadei? They're learning it out from Saito, there's no Din Saito B'shus Rabbim. So Moshe says, no, Hoch Yesh, what's one after the other? Hosa Mishum Stiru, the reason why Saito B'shus Rabbim is Torah, because there's no Metzias. Saito is only if your wife was found to be alone with that man, it has to be Stiru. Like Yichud, who stirah b'shus rabim lech, you don't have the stirah b'shus rabim. If there are more than three people there, it's not a mokin yichud. But hoch over here, by this mikvah, mishum chosahu. Here the pshat is we have a suffix. Because now when we come to the mikvah only has 39, so it's possible right now. So if whoever went to the mikvah last month, since the last time we checked it out, we have a doubt whether the mikvah is missing or not. So here it's a good suffix. Hoch mishum chosahu. So once we have a suffix, the svar is mali chosah b'shus rabim, mali chosah b'shus yochid. That l'chur doesn't make enough gemina. And the way the Ran explains, the fact of learning it out from Saita, we learn out from Saita that whenever you have a suffix, the Torah makes the suffix like a vadai. Here also, the ma'isa, we have a suffix. The mikvah is missing now. We have a suffix how it was before. And since we have a suffix how it was before, min ha-suffix it should be vadai tami. Whereas the chitay maybe you'll tell me no. There's a clown know that any suffix b'shus rabim, there the pshat is even without a limit from Saita. But some there's a clown, use the chazaka. Why not? You have the chazaka, the mikvah was kosher before, so now when you have a suffix this last month, I should say also it's kosher. So the chitayma, when do you learn out from Saita only a suffix? But here, since you have a chazaka to use, I should say the chazaka says it's not a suffix, it should be vadi tor. The Chitayim or Kol Sof with Tmei B'Shus Rabim is Torah, we use Chazokis. Only by Saita, like in the Rishus HaYochid, that you learn out from Saita, you don't use the Chazoka. But B'Shus Rabim, there's no special email from Saita, so you should be able to use the Chazokis, it's not even a Sofik. So Moshe says, no, the final answer is, Kivon Dikotat L'Riusa, Kevadai Tum Yudomi. The Pshat is, by this Mikvah, there are two things wrong with it. First of all, the Mikvah is missing, and it doesn't have its 40 saw right now, so that's a good reason to say before also was possible. And secondly, the person that goes down to Mitzvah before he said he's Tamei. So you have a suffix, whether it was a good tefillah, I should say, use his chazok, he's still Tamei. Therefore, since there are two reasons to say he's still Tamei, there we do not use the chazokah. So what happens then? It's a good suffix, whether it was a good tefillah or not. Then you tell me, you have a good suffix, that's the limud, the Gemara says, Rabban Renachum Saito, that any suffix we have by Tumah, the Torah makes a suffix into a vadai. So we have a right to say it's like your vadai tummy. That's the Rabbanan Svar. Now if Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon holds no. Ki Saita like Saita. Ma Saita just like Saita, B'shus Rabbin Tor. He'll learn out, no. It's a lima that B'shus Rabbin Saita is Tor. not stam the fact because you could use the chazaka. Even if you can't use the chazaka, it's Torah b'shus rabim. So Kanan b'shus rabim Torah, if Shimon holds any suffix, if this mikvah would be b'shus rabim, then you have a suffix whether it was a good tefillah or not. Anytime you have a suffix, it's valid Torah, it's good. So the question is, so im, what do you tell me now the Rabban learned out the Rabbi Shimon Lazar from Saita? Im, he's Saita, Eimach, he's Saita, let's learn out completely like Saita. That ma Saita b'shus yachet t'meya vaday, Saita b'shus yachet is t'meya vaday. Maybe Hokanami also should be b'shus yachet is t'meya vaday. But the cash on Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon say here b'shus yachet? It's only t'meya, it's only a suffix t'meya. B'shus yachet you learn out from Saita. Just like you telling me b'shus rab, you learn out from Saita, that's vaday t'meya. To learn out that b'shus yachet, that's the chiddush of Saita, that every time you have a suffix, it's vaday t'meya. See, also this mikvah b'shus yachet, learn out from Saita, should vaday be t'meya, not only the suffix. So Mor says, no, what the yes, was one to do the other. Hosam atayya by Saita, Reb Shimon knows the reason why by Saita the Torah said, even if it's only a suffix, she only had yichud found alone with that man. We have right to say that she vaday live with him. That's because over there, yesh raglayim ledover. There's like little evidence, more or less, to say he really lived with her. Sherei kinuah, because the husband was jealous, he warned her. Venistra, then it was found to be alone. So that's a big reason to say that really she had znus with this man. That's where there we say that a suffix, she's vada yasa. But if Shimon holds, hark over here, by the suffix of mikvah, my raglayim ledovrika, it's only a suffix about. We don't have any real evidence like to say a svar for sure it was coming from before also. So therefore, since it owns here doubt, it only remains a suffix. So Shimon Taka learns that we learn out suffix tumma for sure from Saita to say it's vade tamei, that's only like by Saita will be a raglayim ledover. But any time there's no raglayim ledover and echmaim, then it's only suffix tamei. That's his limit. The where it's a suffix tumma for sure, the yochid remains suffix to be tamei, suffix to be tumma. Only b'shus rab, that's the machlokes. And Shimon learns out that learn out from Saita b'shus rab mitz vade tor. According to Rabbanan, no, there's no limit like that from b'shus rab mitz vade tor. It's only a svar. Usually b'shus rab mitz use chazakis, but over here, since it's a tatal of a yusi, you can't use the chazaka. Therefore, it remains a suffix. So Rabbanan's svar is any suffix you have by tumor, you learn out from Saita mitz vade tamei. If Shimon holds no, stam a suffix tumor remains only a suffix. Only by faith the words raglayim ledover, there I say it's vade, but not over here. So I'll be your machlokes between the Shimon and the Rabbanim. Rabbi Gemara says, "Viboyisem, if you want, I can answer you like this: Viboyisem, hainu taimer Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon again that he says the son Yisofik tumah here by mikvah, and therefore there's a difference between Shus Rab and Shus Yochid? I'll tell you, Gomar soif tumah." Metzilas Tuma. He learns out, Soif Tuma means here's a shalom if you're already Tomei, and you go into the mikvah now to make yourself Tor. From the loch of Tchilas Tuma, when you have a doubt whether you touch the shalom in the first place. That Ma Tchilas Tuma, just like at the beginning, if you have a doubt whether you touch the shalom or not, whether you first became Tomei or not. That Sofak Noga, Sofak Le Noga Bishus Rabin Tor. The loch is if you have a doubt whether you touch the Tuma or not. That we say b'shus rab niyator, either the reason is because you use the chazaka there, since before you touched it for sure you were tor, so now you have a suffix whether you became tummy or not. So in a suffix we use the chazaka to say that you tor, or else the svaris learn out from Saito, that Saito again does not happen b'shus rabim, because there's no stira there, so b'shus rabim you remain tor. So Reb Shimon knows, at seif tummy, the same thing b'seif tummy is even a case where you were vade tummy. And now you have a doubt if you went down to the mikvah, was the mikvah kosher or not? So, sofak tofal, sofak loitovah, you have a sofak whether the tefillah you went into the mikvah, whether it was called a good tefillah or not, that the lachah should still be, b'shus rab mistor, that b'shus rab, you still have breath, use your chazok, or you learn how from Saitor, to say your Torah. So that's what Shimon's for to say, even though you have a sofak, whether you made a good tefillah or not, but b'shus rab, that's the lachah, you always Torah. Rabbonim say no. Rabbonim hold. Rabbonim, Hochi Ashtu, what's one have to do with the other? Hosom Gavro, Beches Kastaira Koi, the Tchilas Tumor, you know why over there the Locher is B'shus Rabbim. If you have a doubt whether a Sheretz touched you or not, that you tore, that's because before the Sheretz touched you, for sure you're Beches Kastaira. That's why we say you remain Torah. If so, Hosam Gabra Vecheskes Tairakoi, Misveika Lemachtin and Lemetoma, because of a doubt, you don't put down Tumor onto the person. That's the Limud that Minasotik Yitor, Vishus Rabin. But Hok over here, by this mikvah, Gavra Vecheskes Tumakoi. The person before he went down to the mikvah was Bade Tomei. So if Chazoker is to remain Tomei. So therefore the klal is Misreiko Le'maskin Le'mitumasei. What is Sofek Tfilo, even though it was done with Shusharabim, so what? Even though it's done with Shusharabim, here you can't use Fakert, you can't say it's Torah. Because otherwise, I believe the Chazoker. The Chazoker says that's Tomei, therefore, whether it's with Shusharabim or whether it's with Yochid, Minas Sofek, we say the person is still Tomei. So Rashi explains this Psham Iboi Seyma says like this. Rashi says Iboi Seyma that Imi Seyta Gam, if you know enough from Seyta, Rabbon in Heaven, Lamein B'Shus Rabbin Torah. Now this Pshat is not like the first Pshat, this is to say, if you learn out Seyta from Seyta, so B'Shus Rabbin should be Torah no matter what. Therefore this Pshat is a Lalav Mi Seyta Mesim Lam Migma. We're not learning out from Seyta, but rather the Tchilas Tumma Yiskash to Seyta. Only the beginning of suffered whether you touch the sheretz or not, that chilas tumma, that's the name of the seita, whether you should live with the men or not. But seif tumma over here, where we know the person was tummy, the shalom, did he make a good tefillah or not, here we say lo yiskish, this is not hookish, this is not hookish to seita. So here would say now, seif tumma is not hookish to seita. If you came and sell my time with Reb Shimon the Metavich to Rabin, what does he say in his Torah? That's the swerve. Shimon holds back Seif Tomei is like Chilas Tomei. So you do learn enough from Seita. The Rabbonin say no, that Seif Tomei is not like Chilas Tomei. Only Chilas Tomei will learn enough from Seita. But here where you avade Tomei, to stuff if you've made a good tefillah or not, we do not learn enough from Seita. Therefore does the klal leave you on the Cheskosai, and before you have a Cheskos Tomei, you still remain Vade Tomei. Now the Gemara asks the question, why is our Mishnah different than this halacha about a mavi, about a street? And Rashi says, L'shamipor, we're asking a question now according to Shammai. The Tanan, we learned the Gemara later, it says like this, Ha-sheretz shenimtza b'mavi. If you find a sheretz, a dead sheretz, in your street, and if you touch it, you become tamei. So look at this, metame l'mafreya. Whoever walked down that street becomes tamei, and the tyrants that he touched are also tamei, from Afrei all the way back, until the person has the right to say, I checked out this mavi last week, and when we checked it out last week, we did not find any sheretz. Therefore, you know for sure the sheretz first came after the last bedika, and therefore it's only tamei from after that bedika, not from before. Or else, oyad shasa kibbut, till the time when people come to sweep the streets. But I call upon him, even though you only find the sheretz now, we say that all the tyrants that were done through the street of last week is Tamei L'mafreya. Sechur Tekashan Shammai. That Shammai says that Isha becomes Tamei, which is only Tamei from now, not before. And here we see, we find the sheretz, where Machmud Seuchus Tumma goes all the way back before, Minasopik at least. Samara says, Hosom Nami Deroso, Kivon Dika Shrotzim De Gufei. Listen, there are Shrotzim that come from this Mavi itself. And also Bishrotsim the Yosem Yalma, that Shrotsim comes from other places also. Therefore, Ketatla Yusadami. Here it's worse. Here it's a bigger Reisim. Therefore, here the Tumah goes back to Mafreya. But now Mishnah Beshamai holds is not such a big Reisim. Therefore, we leave the Isa Becheskas Tyro to say that she's Tola Mafreya only from now on. So up until now we had one shot in Shammai, that the reason why Shammai says the Isha is Torah L'mafrayim is because the leader of the Cheskas Tyra. Isha of the Cheskas Tyra. All these kashas here we see we don't use Chazokas, so you have to come out to a different type of terutzim. Now the Gemara says no. The boy said, if you want, I can answer you like this. That Haimu Taimu the Shammai, this is the reason why Shammai says that Kol HaNoshim Adayin Shosan Hoyo V'Isha Ma'geshas B'Yatzma. Listen, when an Isha sees dam, she feels it. So therefore, now the pshat is she's feeling the dam is coming out now. So that's why we say the dam only first started to come out now and not before. Because if the dam left the makor, left the womb before and got stuck in the canal there, she would have felt it before. So since she didn't feel it up until now, we say for sure the dam did not come out before, but rather first start to come out now. What's this for from Hillel? Kisvua, Hillel holds, she thinks like this, that Hagoshas me raglayim hoya, that really she felt something coming out before. But at that time she just thought it was about the me raglayim, the urine coming out. She did not realize it was dam. Therefore, we have to be afraid, even though she first sees the dam coming out now, then maybe really the dam started to come out from before. So now the Gemara is still, Unishama Yiki Yishana, what's for the Nisha that's sleeping? A Nisha that's sleeping, she doesn't feel it. So she sees dam, she wakes up in the morning, why are we afraid to say that maybe she saw in the middle of the night, and she wasn't maga, she didn't feel it, she was sleeping. So why do we say, Kol Noshim Adayin Shoson, we should be afraid when they're sleeping? Samar says, no, according to Shama Yishonanam, even though she was sleeping, Agav Tzara Misaro, because of the feeling of the pain of the dam coming out, that would have woke her up. So since she slept through the night, that's a proof to say also she did not see dam before it came out from now. So, the Mor says, Midid Hevi HaGoshes Meraglam, just like the Meraglam also, then Anisha would wake up if she is Mata Meraglam in the middle of the night. She feels it. So in the dam also she would have woken up. Since she did not wake up, that's a proof to say she did not see the dam before. So therefore there's no question of all the Gemara's before. There it's a source in Chazok is by Tumu Wamachmir. But over here there's a new reason according to Shammai that she knows for sure she did not see the dam before because she did not feel it. So Mor still asks, I will eat a shaita. What do you do with Elisha that's a fool? A shaita, like she does not know how to feel it. She's not magish to feel the dam. Says so she should be Tamil Mafraya. So Mor says true. The Shammai agrees on Isha, it's a Shaita, she does not feel it, that she'll be Tamil Mafraya. So Mor says, I, ho kol ha-noshim katoni. It says, kol ha-noshim, mashm, every single Isha, even the Shaita also. So Mor says, no, maybe kol ha-noshim means pikhais, only smart ones, but not a Shaita. So Mor says, if so, well, listening noshim, let us just say the word noshim. Why does it have to say the word kol ha-noshim, with mashm, every single one? Someone says, no, we would have just said Noshim, that wouldn't be good, because Shammai wants to teach us La Fuke Midi Rebbe Lezer, not like Rebbe Lezer Shita. That we'll have later in the next Mishnah, the Yomer Rebbe Lezer holds that Abo Noshim. There are four ladies that are dying Shosan. There are four types of ladies when she sees them, we say she's only Tomei from now on and not from before. So, and the Sulei not more, that's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Here's Kamash Blum, here Shammai is teaching us, no, that kol ha-noshim, all ladies, that means all pikhais, all of them, when they see dam, they're only tummy from then on, and not from before. Now the Gemara is, ay, v'ikut samim, there's a pasha of kesa means, not that she sees the dam coming out, but she finds a spot of dam on her clothing. So we say she's tummy, and there the Gemara is going to say later, we'll have Rashi brings down, that the Gemara in Aroya Kesa, Madaf Nun Vav says, if she sees dam on her clothing now, we say she's tummy all the way back until the last time she checked out her clothing. So the question is why? Let's say that since she didn't feel the dam coming out before, she should be told before, only from now onwards. So Mor says, if so, lema, let's say, tanan summoned lekishamay, maybe that mishnah that says later, that when she finds a kesem, a spot of blood on her clothing, that she's come even to Mafreya backwards, that's not like Shammai. So Mor says, no, Om Rabbaya, I'll tell you, Moedis Shammai B'Ksamen. Shammai agrees that by Ksamen, when she finds dam on the clothing, here it's different. But the same way she found the dam now, we have to be afraid maybe the dam was there from before. My time, what's the reason? It's like this. The Tzipa learned this ask, she was not Isaac and Shechting a bird, but she wasn't Isaac and dam. Bishut she did not go through the street with a shech there, where there should be dam flying around. If so, where did this dam come from that she finds on her underpants? It must be came from there. So therefore, even though right now also she's not magishit, so therefore a manashach. Why should I say it came out now? Like the same way she didn't feel it now, I could say maybe it came out since the last time she checked the clothing. A few days ago, whenever it was, a day ago, since the last time she checked, I'd like to say maybe it came out then. So therefore, on Ksamim, even Shammai would agree that she's Tamei Lamafreya. So Rashi explains that the question was like this. that according to Shammah, he says, an Isha always feels the dam that comes out. So every Ksamim, she did not feel the dam coming out. She only finds it on her clothing. So according to Shammah, I should say, that should be a throat to say it did not come out of her, but rather came from someplace else, from a bug or someplace else. So why do I say some mistamei? According to Shammah, it should be a svara, since she did not feel the dam coming out of her body, I should say it did not come from her, but it came from someplace else. That's the Gemara's answer, no, that here we're talking about she was not Isaac. Like, we have no other place to say where the dam came from. Because if we would have another place to say where the dam come from, then Taka she's told, that's the Gemara later, we're told about Ksamim. But over here we're talking about that Ksam mistamei is where we have no other place to say it came from. Therefore we say most probably, like for sure, it came from her body. Just we don't know when it came out. So therefore here Beisham would also agree that she's Tomei Lamafreya. So this is the second reason of Beishamai, that the Svar is an Isha's Magri, she feels when the Dam comes out. Now, Iboyisam, if you want to give you a third reason in Beishamai, Iboyisayma, Hainu Taima Beishamai, because the Misa, the Heve Dami Kora, if really the Dam came out, left her Makor, left her womb before this, Heve Yossi, it should have come straight out. Why did it get stuck there? What keeps it back? So therefore, it's a Svar to say that since she's first seeing the dam now, it first came out now, it did not come out before. So that's why here we say she's only Tomei from now on and not from before. For Hillel, if so, what's Hillel's Svar? He says, yes, she is Tamei Lamafreya. I tell you, Hillel holds that Koisplei Beis Arechem Amidu. Hillel know that even though the dam left the Makor, left the womb, it could be a day ago or 2 days ago, but in between it got stuck in the Koisplei, in the walls, of the womb, means outside the vagina, outside, that's where the dam got stuck there. And it's first leaving the outside of the body now. So even though she first sees the dam leaving her body now, we have to be afraid the dam left the makor, left the womb, maybe a day ago. And that's when she comes home in midiraisa, so therefore she's coming lamafreya, minasophic letiris. So metama or the tiris, she's coming lamafreya. Now vishamai, he holds no, that the walls of the Beis Rechem does not hold back the blood. If the blood would have come out, would have left the Makor, it would have come straight out. It does not get stuck there. So that's the Machlek is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So more is the question, if so, that's the Svar of Shammai, that the dam should have come straight out before already. If so, Mishameshes B'moich Mayik L'meima. Let's say later it has a right to Mishamesh, means she puts cotton in the Mokum over there and she leaves it there. If so, maybe the cotton held the dam back from coming out. So in the case when Isha has the right to stuff herself there with cotton, then I should say that even though she sees dam now, maybe the dam really came out from the car a while ago. And the reason why it didn't fall all the way out is because the cotton kept it in. So Mora says true, or Rabbi Abaye Taka says it's true, that Moedish Shama Shama would agree, that an Isha that's Mishamesh leaves cotton inside her, the fact that she's not Tamei, she would be Tamei Lamafreya. By hell, we would say, even though we're first seeing the dam now, but we have to be afraid, maybe that dam really left the Makor a while ago, and it got stuck with this cotton, that's why it didn't come out. But Beshami that says she's dying Shos, that's when Isha that does not have a Moich or cotton stuck in there. Rav Amar Rava says, Moich Nami, no, Shammai would agree even by wishes wearing cotton there, that she's still Torah Lamafreya. Because even cotton, Agav Zeya, because it sweats there, it's very sweaty, is Mechavitz, it shrinks. And therefore, if the dam would have come out a while ago, it would have come straight out. Nothing more says, Umay, the Rav agrees though, that the Moich Dochet, in the case where she put it very tight in there, Dochet, she stuffed the cotton in there very, very tight, then he also agrees to say that even though she first sees the dam now, we have to be afraid of Mafreya, the dam also came out, and she would be Tomei Lamafreya. I call upon him, Lechum and Midrabonim, for the Alacha of Tyrus. So, kids, we have a few terutzim why Shammai says his Alacha dafka here, dying Shostan and not by other places, not by Mikvah, not by Archavis. Now the Gemara says, what's the difference between these last terutzim we just got finished saying? So, Gemara says, Ma'ik will be a difference. Penhani Lishni Lahech Lishna, all these last terutzim, whether they're special svaras by Nidus, or it's Tamis Svara Shammai also holds, all over holds, that leave the Isha Becheskasa, what will be a difference between these two terutzim? Samara says, yes.